tonight, and I'm so glad you turn on your computer with our programming, and you are listening all over California, in Texas, in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, Minnesota. Thank you for listening, and thank you for being a part of our church. We always start with the number 255, praising God to begin with, and the hymn is Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Let's pray together. Father, we are delighted to open the doors of our church again at the closing of a long day of worship. And this is our last meeting, and it's so beautiful to praise your name and then to look into this wonderful book of Revelation and see the mysteries of God. And Lord, help us to research and to look and to put together in our mind a concept of what you are going to do. We can see signs today of that difficult tribulation of people leaving the Word of God and the concept of the Word of God and the counsel of the Word of God and doing their own things just to improve the kingdom. Father, as we studied this morning, the thoughts of man, the plans of man, the device of man, maybe with good intention, but never good enough. We have to do your counsel. And so tonight, help us to see in the scripture a few things that are coming, very ugly, but we need to know. So we do not panic, because we have a mighty and powerful God who will lead us in spite of tribulation. Thank you for the songs that we can praise your name today with great joy. Bless those who are driving now back home and leaving the church grounds, and bless those who are opening their airways and their home so that we are part of their life as we worship together. And Jesus, we thank you for this hour. Amen. All right, we'd like those who on the internet to call us and to tell us what you want, but we have here Danielle with the first hymn. 61? 61. All right. 61. That's your hymn. 61. All right. We love it. All right. All deep, deep love of Jesus. Praise God. All right.
Thank you.
tell me, Brother Koresh.
353.
Say again.
353.
353. All right. 300 and 53. You are home, you can type their VVCMH 95037 in Yahoo Messenger, and you can type the name of the son or the number of the son, and we will join with you. 353. Leave it there. To do, because we want to control our burden, all right? You have no job or you have that something. I tell people, let's pray. And I'm, well, but you want to control and the Lord tests you. Bernie?
257,
all right? She was 100 points off before, but she got her bearings and put things right. 257, this was sweet. To trust in Jesus. Anybody else? Brother Blika?
42.
All right. We go right at the beginning of our hymn book. All hail the power in thee. All right. And we take to Barry. I assume today that somebody preached on Pacific Hill. Who was it?
Greg.
All right. How was the thing? Good?
Good.
All right. Good. It's good. We are over 14 years over there. And how blessed we are that we have that. They call the Pacific Hill Church, the people call us over there. Call our church, and then they call here. All right. Number 42, Hail the Power. 40. Wow, Mary is going to heaven. All right. Who will think that? You belong to the Spanish class from this come Sunday.
The Korean just said, okay, tell me.
40. She's going to be in the Spanish class this Sunday. All right. We give you a special seat in the middle. All right. Number 40. All right. 40.
Now, Pastor, you have to translate it to Korean for Taeyang.
For Diana.
You don't get to play. You have to tell me.
4 days on the Bible. I just finished the book of Joshua. We need you are busy on Wednesday night. All right. Get the other pastor, okay? For this.
You want it in Hebrew?
No, it's just in Japanese. All right. Here's what it is. It says Judges, what? 1-4. 1-4. Okay. Deborah, you think you can do it? Judges 1-4.
Yes.
All right, Deborah will do it. 1-4 for us, all right? And then we take next week somebody else. I have a big binder. I just happened to change it today, this morning. Thick like this. And it's going to be all CDs. We are recording this. And I hope the church keeps it in the library with a Bible reading. Let's do this with a King James Bible so that we can have that in our records. And it will be enjoyable because I'm transferring those CDs to my iPhone, and so I have the Bible reading from you, and I'm listening when I go in the gym or whatever. It's just beautiful to have the Bible reading. As Raquel mentioned this morning, it's so great to review and listening carefully what God said. And as you read the Bible, no commentaries, as you read the Bible, boy, you get informed of what God said. One of my great successes in radio was to put a half hour of Bible reading. We call it a slow English Bible reading. And we label for the commissioner, learning English. And under Carter was very difficult, but under Reagan, we got really permission to do so, to use the Bible freely. I tell you, when we land in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, there were flags all over the place, and I told Raquel, let's move outside. The president of some country must come in this plane, and we are right here on their way. And they said, no, for you. So you taught us how to read English. And the government was so happy. It's unusual, no? The government was so happy. In Colombia, They installed a Bible reading program in the schools because of the Castilian language. We read the old Castilian, the old English, and they love it. Amazing. President Bentancur shared my hand, and his wife was American, and they said, well, we will raise the flag every morning in Colombia with the Bible reading first. And it's just amazing. You know, I'm just sold to that, to the Bible and to the reading of the Holy Scripture. And you hear it and you refresh your mind so well of the things. So praise God that it came into my heart to do that, and we are doing. And you are reading the Bible, so there will be Bethel Bible. And one of those days we get married and we drive you home, Mary. We get married, and Brother Cassandra was here. He would like to read the Bible. All right, what number we say now? 230. Okay, this is good. This is about salvation. 230, 230. How do you say that in Spanish, Mac? Eh? How do you say that, Chris, in Spanish? No, 230.
Oh, 230?
230, yeah. How do you say in Spanish?
230.
Okay, you will be in the second section in heaven. 230. One more before we look into Revelation. Antonito.
354.
Oh, should
I say that in Spanish? Corinne. Oh, sorry, I don't know
Corinne. 354. All right, here we are. Yeah, he's very good in Spanish in the class. He's very good. All right, this morning participated, even Candice, back and forth. They can read both the scriptures, and that's very, very good. All right? And you never know how much you practice. I tell young people, as you practice, that's the only way to learn. And involved in that, that is good. All right, Mrs. Sotero, will you have the honor to come to a Spanish class? No. 354, what a friend we have in Jesus. All right, okay. So, okay, Mr. Plica and Wayne, my wife has an honor to be under you. All right, 354, what a friend we have in Jesus.
Everything.
Thank you, Tayan, for your wonderful service in our evening service. You have a copy in your hands of the outline tonight. And for those who are in the internet, you will receive the copy tomorrow via internet as soon as I get and find the files in my computer. I lost these. After I finish, I save it, but I don't know where I save it, someplace, but I find it and send it to you.